It's not just the media, it's big tech too. Here we go again.
If you actually go on the screen grab from Google searches, when you put in assassination attempt of TR dot dot dot, you know, usually they kind of come up with some prompts. It's not even, President Trump doesn't even come up.
I did it 3 or 4 different times on laptops, computers, a mobile phone, same thing.
If you hit in Trump, it comes up Truman. It comes up Reagan assassination.
And usually those auto-populated searches go by how common the question is. And I can guarantee you more people are looking up assassination attempt on Trump than Truman today.
Right. And it's not just Google. Facebook censored the iconic photo of bloody Trump with his fist up. They called it a doctored image.
Meta's AI assistant is reportedly claiming the assassination attempt on former President Trump was, quote, fictional. Meta AI replied, there was no real assassination attempt on Donald Trump.
This is still happening after the laptop, after the COVID censorship. This is still happening right before an election.
Sandy Rios with you on Sandy Rios 24/7. Well, that was a little spot that ran before the election. And it's all true that our social media and all the information avenues that we use are being used to mold our minds to think certain things. And it is the reason why Americans are so divided, because it depends on where you get your information. This whole business of disinformation and malinformation, this is a systematic plan. It's not an accident. And Dr. Robert Malone, who's been my guest several times this last several years, we've talked about COVID often because that is, well, that's just one of his expertises, if I could say that. Dr. Malone, of course, is an internationally recognized virologist and immunologist and a clinical research and regulatory affairs expert. You know, his bio is about 10 pages long. I can't even possibly tell you. I do a whole show just telling you. He was one of the inventors of the technology for the mRNA vaccine, which, you know, he completely decries, I believe, certainly COVID, the COVID vaccine and those kinds of vaccines now. That's what we've talked about mostly. But Dr. Malone is an expert at many, many things, as he's written a brand new book called Psy War, Enforcing the New World Order. It's fascinating. And I spent a long time talking with him about this. I learned a lot, and I just thought, you have to know this too. He writes about propaganda and behavioral control, about psychological bioterrorism. Hang on, because he's going to explain these things. Deep state censorship, that you get. Surveillance capitalism, that's an interesting thing. We'll get into that too. Administrative state objectives, fifth generation warfare, psy war tactics, techno-totalitarianism, the new world order, and global control. I remember when the New World Order, just that whole notion, seemed to be some grand conspiracy theory. And now here we are. And so Dr. Malone and I are going to have a long conversation about this, which I think that you will benefit from when you understand what's going on in the world around us. Well, this is, of course, Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7. You can call us at 662-821-2040, or you can write us at sandy@afr.net. You can find us on any social media platform. My favorite right now is Twitter, because it is the freest, and you'll learn that. I mean, if you're using Facebook just for family and friends, that's okay, but the others are monitored, and Twitter is really the only. And you'll hear Dr. Malone explain that even Twitter is not as free as it should be. I think there's some last holdouts, but you can tweet. Twitter is for your information, because you'll get a lot of information. You sign up and you find out who you want to follow, and I hope that I'm one of those. You can follow me at Sandy Rios Tweet. You can listen to any on any podcast platform, and I think that explains. Oh, one other thing. Go to the website, if you like, sandyrios.com, and we have a mailing list. And I never mentioned this, but it would be great to have you join our mailing list, because we will be sending out email occasionally with special information. And so it's sandyrios.com. You can also listen to the show there. Well, a new Danish study shows that a year after aborting, women exhibited a 50% higher likelihood of first-time psychiatric treatment and an 87% higher likelihood of personality and behavioral disorders. How is this women's health care? The trauma of ending your own flesh and blood is the opposite of women's health care. Here's what women's health care looks like at Preborn's Network clinics. Women are welcomed with open arms and feel loved from the moment they walk into the door. Then they're introduced to their baby on ultrasound and offered life-affirming choices. When they choose life, They are offered assistance for up to 2 years, including maternity clothes, diapers, counseling, and so much more. Preborn treats the woman, the whole woman, body, mind, and soul, and the baby growing inside of her. If you're looking for the greatest investment for your year-end write-offs, choose Preborn. Donating is simple. Just go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy. All right, well, you're in for a brain teaser today, but it's an important brain tease because we are living in complicated times, and this will help you understand it as it did me. So stay tuned to today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.
From American Family Radio, Sandy Rios.
We are not called to be nice. We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
I think the most important thing we need to demonstrate to our children is genuineness, that we actually believe what we say we believe.
A longtime Fox News contributor, Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
Seek justice. Not social justice, but God's justice. What's right and what's wrong.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
We've got to say this is the line. Life is sacred.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up. Speak up. Say something. Do something. All right, Sandy Rios with you. We are here at the fourth COVID summit. It's more than COVID. It's about health. It's about what's happening to the medical societies, the organizations, our health care, the corruption of it because of COVID, good eating, other kinds of medicine. How we can navigate the results of COVID, terrible results of COVID. And no one is more enthusiastic about getting that all right than my next guest. Dr. Robert Malone, of course, is no stranger to any of us. And I used to introduce you, Dr. Malone, as the inventor of the mRNA vaccine, but I don't know, do you like to be, because you did invent at least part of it, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to explain all that, but...
Thanks, Sandy. A lot of confusion around that. So the core technology... I wrote the original patent disclosures. It was based on the work that I did at the Salk Institute as a graduate student. And I was part of the team that actually reduced it to practice and made it work in mice initially with influenza and with HIV proteins.
Dr. Malone's bio is so very long, and I have it, but I'm not going to take time. I'll do that in the pre-recorded introduction because, you know, he's just got so many accolades and well-deserved. And to talk to you, Dr. Malone, or just to hear you speak, is to be reminded about how very large your brain is. Is it? No, I mean that. You know, you see. I mean, a fair amount of people like you who just your brain is so expansive. So I have but before we get into the topic here, do you find yourself being impatient? Is it hard to have normal conversation or to be in normal situations when your mind has so many higher thoughts? It's God's made you this way. This is a wonderful thing. But is it hard for you to engage in normal life?
No. That's one of the reasons why I really enjoy the life that I've chosen, where we have our farm. We spend a lot of time just dealing with, working folks, whether they're involved in the construction industry or in farming. I live in a farming community. I spend more time hanging out with people that make my hay or that I get feed from at the feed store than with academics anymore, and I'm kind of glad of that.
You know, that reminds me of Donald Trump because I think he has a big brain, too. Different for different things, business and all of that, but he likes regular people. And it's just amazing. I was just thinking the other day, I'm a Christian, you know, and I was thinking about how difficult it must have been for Jesus, who had the mind of God, to talk to people and to put up with them. How difficult. But so you don't have that problem. You're not Jesus, I guess.
It's true. Absolutely.
All right, Dr. Malone, you just wrote a new book called Psy War. Enforcing the New World Order. And, of course, that rang a bell with me because this is stuff I talk about all the time. And I can't wait to read this, truly. You know, I see a lot of books.
Thanks.
But you're such a great thinker. You're not just a scientist or a doctor. you are a thinker, you know, intersecting all kinds of disciplines, like psychological stuff that's going on with medicine, and that's another gift.
So, well, I have the benefit of having a spouse who's the co-author on this book.
Your wife, Jill.
And we've been married. We've been together for over 50 years now. And she is also very intellectually active, let's say, and very has strong opinions about many things. Often, first thing, we wake up in the morning and we start talking about what the next Substack is going to be. So I have a partner, life partner, that is also very active intellectually. And it's really a journey together, and I can't really separate what is going on in my mind from what is going on in her mind. We've been together for so long, we're kind of almost like one person.
Well, you know, that's kind of what it's supposed to be. The two shall become one flesh, and I don't think enough people experience that. You know, there's too much fracture. And that when it happens right, it's just a joy. It really is. And yeah. I think families and couples who are truly married and one, they're like a wonder of the world. It's just, it's a wonderful thing to see.
Well, thank you.
An intact family. So, all right. So Jill is a doctor also. So yeah. We
PhD.
PhD. Yeah. And she's hilarious. You should, before we go, your Substack, the name of it, remind me because I get it. But
so the formal title is Who is Robert Malone? But these days, and this has to do with getting around the shadow banning at X. You can find it under malone.news. So we had to rebrand it because anything that says Substack on it now on X is immediately shadow banned.
What? So, yeah. On X?
Yeah.
Now that's an interesting. You mentioned, I just heard you speak, so we're going to talk about a lot of things here, but you mentioned that X is part of this compendium of social media companies that are gathering our information. I know this is part of your book. It's a backwards way of starting. But since we mentioned X, I use X because I think it's a free speech platform. Do you think it is or not?
Partially. It's more than Facebook. So
and Google.
There's that.
Oh, that's not a social media platform. But
but X still shadow bans and censors in many different ways. And so does Substack. Substack is not without its own set of problems, too.
So X censors Substack, and Substack censors
Substack
its own users.
Substack has various things, and it's the Substack Stripe interface. Remember, Substack, you if you have paid subscribers, they have to pay through Stripe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we actually had to take Stripe to court or to send them legal notice because they were trying to require that we provide them with full access to our bank account records, including historical. And I knew where that was going to go. And so we got the Dillon Law Group engaged. It cost me quite a bit. But fortunately, our supporters raised funds that covered our legal costs, and we kind of went to the mat with Stripe and got them to back down.
Well, for now, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I did hear about Stripe, but not that much about it. Dr. Malone, we would be remiss. You may cover this in the book, I don't know, but we would be really remiss, given that you are so connected and we are still joined at the hip with our past on COVID, which was just 2019, 2020 when it started. We're still suffering from that. So let's just give do you discuss that in your book called Psy War?
Only in this context of the censorship and some of the things that we discuss that I personally experienced. And many of those relate to documentation that came out from the House Subcommittee on Weaponization of Government and the House Judiciary Committee, which I'm very grateful covered instances with details and submitted testimony that related to specifically to me and some of the things that I experienced. So we talk about it in that context. The prior book, Lies My Government Told Me and the Better Future Coming, is more of a personal account of me and Pierre Corey and Meryl Nass and many other people and what they personally experienced.
Yeah,
but Psy War is more about trying to help the general public understand the censorship industrial complex, the psychological warfare, fifth generation warfare, Operation Mockingbird, the role of the government in managing information and controlling what we're allowed to think and discuss and feel, and then the socket between that and this push towards globalism, hence the comment, the tagline, enforcing the New World Order. What is the New World Order? Who's behind all of this? What's driving the censorship? What's the nature of the technology? And, you know, what are they intending to do with it? And what can you do about it? That's pretty much the scope of the book. And the purpose is to, you could say the purpose is to immunize people. The purpose is to arm people so that they understand the nature of this suite of technologies and can become more resistant to it. Just like if we know that they are using sex to sell us hamburgers, it doesn't work as well. And marketing...
Oh,
and,
there they go again. We see it.
Yep,
yeah, we see it.
So marketing is an adjacency to psychological warfare and propaganda. And so the idea is that just as we can become more resistant to marketing, we can also become a lot more resistant to this new portfolio of technologies that are being used.
Yeah, so many good things, and we're going to get to as many as we can. Let me just say, we're hearing all kinds of people speak this morning. Let me just summarize quickly, because people are wondering. I'll summarize it as best I can. There are so many vaccine injuries continuing, including babies. There's shedding going on. That's an absolute fact, and people are getting infected. Are they still? The shedding is over with now, or not? Can you get affected by people now that had the vaccine back in 2020?
Probably not. But the honest truth is, we don't have the data. That's true for the entire shedding issue. We don't have the rigorous, well-controlled studies. We have a lot of anecdotal information. And remember that the CDC is still recommending that these products be taken even now. And
so that's right. It's amazing. In fact, it's gone. The COVID vaccine really has gone on, whatever the word is for children. It's required for children.
Yeah, it's on the vaccine schedule.
Schedule. That's just horrendous. And we're actually seeing injuries, and you and I will have to talk about that in another segment. But we're still dealing with this, and we're going to be dealing with it for a long time. But I think the point of your book, as I understand it before we get into this, is that we were messed with. Our minds were messed with. This was not an accident. What happened to us was Psy Wars.
In psychological warfare, the battleground is your mind. The goal of psychological warfare and fifth-generation warfare technology is to control everything that you think, feel, believe, and all information that you have access to, so that you become totally susceptible to control and to whatever the promoted narrative is. And remember, the government now is trying to reinforce what they believe to be their right to do this to their own citizens by using these phrases like misinformation, disinformation, malinformation, all of which have been labeled by the Department of Homeland Security here in the United States as domestic terrorism. So we're deep in it right now, and we're hearing a variety of political candidates from the left justify what they suggest is kind of a negotiable position on the First Amendment, that the First Amendment is obsolete, that it needs to be reformed or rewritten or amended, that one does not have an absolute right to free speech, that the government has the right to enforce and ensure, and it's absolutely necessary in order to, quote, preserve democracy, that the government acts very aggressively to patrol speech, to control speech.
That reminds me of a quote that you used early today, which I'd love for you to read. It's the one from Aldous Huxley.
Yeah, so Aldous Huxley, remember Huxley was Orwell's mentor.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
and Huxley's brother was...
And George Orwell wrote 1984 and Animal Farm, just so people will know.
And Huxley wrote Brave New World. And Huxley's brother was very involved in the creation of the United Nations and the whole logic behind what we now call the New World Order or globalism. So both Huxley and Orwell had front row seats to the planning that was being done in the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
But Orwell was not down with it. Well, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know about Huxley. Was he down with it? Was he trying to propagate it? Or was he with Orwell? And
I think that is still up for grabs. Was he warning us? Or was he anticipating what was going to go down? Here's the quote. By means of ever more effective means of mind manipulation, the democracies will change their nature. The quaint old forms, elections, parliaments, supreme courts, and all the rest, will remain. The underlying substance will be a new kind of totalitarianism. All the traditional names, all the hallowed slogans will remain exactly like they were in the good old days. Democracy and freedom will be the theme of every broadcast and editorial. Meanwhile, the ruling oligarchy and its highly trained elite will quietly run the show as they see fit. And that was written in 1962.
Well, of course, I sort of connect this in my mind with communism. And, of course, communism goes back in this country. The propagation of it goes back in this country to the first
20s.
Decade of the 1900s. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so anyway, I grew up with that, grew up with the fear of it. And so, but that all sounds like, is there a separation between these psyops from the end game, the end result of these psychological warfare tricks, than what communism or any totalitarian state is trying to do? Is it the same thing, even if they don't call it that?
So this is a suite of technologies that has been advanced, in particular in the U.S. and the U.K., literally by military units. We have a PSYOPS unit here in the U.S. Army in Fort Bragg, and in the U.K. we have the 77th Brigade. And we discussed the origins of the 77th Brigade and how this all came to pass and what their scope is in the book. So this, as in its modern embodiment, and we talk in one of the opening chapters about the kind of a brief history of Psy War, beginning with the events after the assassination of the president and
John F. Kennedy, president.
Yep. And rather than the attempted assassination attempts, which also have been handled with Psy War technology. But we've been living with this all of our lives. At both of our
ages. I heard
ages.
You say that surprised me.
Yeah, so that's, and really before that, William Casey is quoted as saying that we'll know when our propaganda is complete, when everything the American public knows is false.
All right, Sandy Rios breaking in on our discussion with Dr. Robert Malone. By the way, his book is Psy War, Enforcing the New World Order. And it's, you know, fascinating. It's written by his wife, also Jill Malone, who is in her own right, a very accomplished scientist. And so this book is a brain tease, as you can hear it already. But Dr. Malone, I think if you really attend and relax, you can catch most of what he's trying to say, if not all of it. And so he's telling us, you know, that last quote that William Casey, who used to be the CIA director, I've actually met Bill Casey, we'll know we've reached this point with this perfection of the Psy War when everything the American public believes is false. Well, we're going to come back and return with that thought after this break. Hi, this is Sandy Rios. A lot of Christians would be shocked to learn they are personally profiting from abortion and pornography. It's unnerving to realize just how many companies and corporations are actively involved in unbiblical practices. To help cut through the red tape, there is a great option known as Timothy Plan. Timothy Plan is the pioneer in biblically responsible investing. Timothy Plan carefully filters out companies involved in practices Scripture tells us to avoid. We are in an all-out culture war. One powerful way to make a difference is to put our money where our values are. please go to timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-846-7526. Discover how to be a biblically responsible investor.
Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing.
This is Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
A recent Danish study shows that a year after aborting, women exhibited a 50% higher likelihood of first-time psychiatric treatments and an 87% higher likelihood of personality and behavior disorders. Well, I want you to know that preborn treats the whole woman, body, mind, and soul. It's not just the baby that they save. They really do tend to the mother and also, of course, the baby growing inside of her. If you're looking for a great investment for your year-end write-offs, choose preborn. Donating is simple. Just go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy and make your most generous donation.
The Sandy Rios 24/7 podcast are available at AFR.net. Back to Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
William Casey is quoted as saying that we'll know when our propaganda is complete when everything the American public knows is false. You know, we have Operation Mockingbird. We have all kinds of...
I don't know what that is.
Operation Mockingbird is something that was really uncovered. I think it was by the Church Commission in the 60s. Covered at great length by Bernstein, Carl Bernstein, really wrote the definitive essay about it in Rolling Stone. This is the old Rolling Stone. And documented the role of the CIA, and as did the Commission, in... influencing what we now call corporate media. And it was openly acknowledged that the CIA was paying credentialed journalists and editors at pretty much all the major publications to promote stories that were consistent with whatever the narrative is that the government and, in particular, the intelligence community wish to advance. Remember that the CIA functionally acts as the president's army and does the president's bidding. So what was not covered, and Bernstein refers to it a little bit in his essay in Rolling Stone, which you can readily find on the web, is that this activity of purchasing influence, information influence, media influence, that was operating under Operation Mockingbird, and before that it was referred to as the Mighty Wurlitzer, almost kind of references to the wizard behind the curtain in The Wizard of Oz. So there was a very active outreach and influence in academia that still continues. So we're often unaware and surprised when we see academics advancing government interests.
This is kind of a this is not in your book, I'm sure, but I just was reading recently. I have a friend that's lived in Russia. He was married to a Russian girl. You may even know him. He used to write for the Wall Street Journal. David Satter is his name. But anyway, mm-hmm. he's I've spent a lot of time talking with him, and he was explaining to me how the KGB, which was the master of what we're talking about here, play double and triple games. And the reason I say that before I say that is just because my understanding is that Bob Woodward actually, Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein were the heroes because of exposing Watergate. But my understanding is that Bob went back, he used to be affiliated with the CIA, whether he was an agent or not, a source, whatever, cooperated with them.
I just gave an interview last week in which we discussed at length Woodward's new book, War. He has, I think, four books out now in a row before elections trashing Donald Trump, War being the most recent. And they all appear, if you step back, as propaganda pieces. And it's hard to interpret him and his career as anything other than, we could call it deep state or the blob. I'm convinced that there's a high probability that he is a active participant in the ongoing Operation Mockingbird that we know exists.
But he always has these scoops that could come from no one else except really...
Well, and the other thing is, in the book in particular, what hit the press and the Washington Post, of course, another mouthpiece of the deep state, often referred to as Probed on the Potomac.
Yeah, right.
Washington Post really emphasized Woodward's assertions regarding Trump and
Putin, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And that Trump had provided Putin with diagnostic test kits and for COVID-19. And made a big deal about, well, he provided Putin with these diagnostic test kits at a time when Americans were having trouble. Well, the truth is, the quality of those test kits at that time was highly questionable. But my take on this, you know, they made a big kerfuffle over this, but my take was, you've got a president who is seeking to reduce tensions with a number of geopolitical foes, North Korea being an example. And so he has the president of Russia now, not Soviet Union, reaching out to him, asking him for his assistance because Putin is afraid. Basically, he has been caught by the propaganda about COVID-19.
Isn't that interesting?
He has fear about it. And
he's the former head of the KGB.
And Donald Trump does the Christian thing, right? He does the ethical thing. He does the thing that you and I would naturally do because we're open-hearted. And he says, of course I'm going to do my best to help this guy. Why would you want him to do anything else as president? Of course that's what you would want him to do.
But don't you think this is a really great exhibit of Operation Mockingbird?
It is.
Yeah, so it seems to me that Woodward is one of that team.
I completely agree. And there's another one playing out right now, getting wide traction in the press, that's trying to vilify Trump. Again, this trope that keeps getting repeated that Trump is a fascist. And it all relates to Trump having a rally at a stadium in New York that is historically was once used by a America First rally, which was associated with fascism before the Second World War. But the Knicks play there also. And so are the Knicks fascists because
Trump is a Knicks. Yeah. That's the point of that. He's a fascist and he's a Knicks.
Yeah. And so there, and this is getting widely played in the press, and it has no logic at all. It's just propaganda.
So these are examples. I just want people to understand when we start to talk about this. I also just want to point out another thing. It seems, I know you know this, but sometimes it's hard to detect that the deep whatever they are's and whoever's running it always accuse. We know this is simple. They always
project.
Accuse us of what they're doing, but it goes deeper. Like I think, well, this is the same thing. Like after the voting machines, I'm a big believer that the voting machines are totally corrupt. I've always believed that from what I've read, for heaven's sake. And so right after the 2016 election, the left produced, and they've got all kinds of Democrats and leftists attesting to the fact and all these illustrations that the voting machines, Dominion and otherwise, can be manipulated. They are connected to the Internet. And then Donald Trump in 2020... has the election, as far as I'm concerned, really stolen from him, and the machines had a part in that, and then you were vilified. You could lose your job. You could have your pantsuit off if you said it was the voting machines. But in 2016, they were all about that. I'm just saying they always lay the groundwork.
Or you had Hillary Clinton making statements that she wouldn't accept the election outcome. I mean,
exactly.
And that the election was unfair and cooked, et cetera. But now that's not allowed. So that's the pervasiveness and insidious nature of this new language that's been crafted to justify these positions, that anybody who says anything which differs from the approved, state-approved narrative, because that's what it is, Anyone that says anything that differs from the state-approved narrative is guilty of, quote, misinformation. Misinformation is saying something that's different from what the state wants you to say. And that's considered a disqualifier. You should not be allowed to participate in national dialogue. This is one of the sins that I'm accused of by Wikipedia and many others, is they always, every time I get in another attack article, it always starts with Dr. Malone, a proven spreader of misinformation during COVID. And I wear it as a badge of honor, because what it means is, if you look at the actual meaning, they, you know, again, this is how they weaponize and propagandize, is they make these terms up and then they use them as a way to delegitimize you. But I'm proud of the fact that I disagreed with the what is clearly now falsehoods coming out of the federal government and the World Health Organization. That's a badge of honor.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I used to say, a long time ago, I used to say all of my best friends are either in jail or accused of something. It actually became that as things got worse and worse.
Well, that's the lawfare.
Exactly. But, okay, so let's talk about how this works, because we mentioned, well, we touched on X, what they're doing, but how does this work so people understand? Because there's a reason, is there not, that we're split down the middle? Half of America, generally speaking, kind of understands this now, and half of the people, like a lot of our neighbors and friends and family members, no, they are just swimming in the current.
So if I can emphasize and illustrate your point, the other day I was contacted, and it triggered quite a bit of fear and loathing on my part. I was contacted by the newly recreated Vice organization, Vice Journalism, which is creating some new content together with Bill O'Reilly. So you had Bill O'Reilly and Vice. Now, that if that doesn't raise red flags, if you're somebody that's been in the front lines, I don't know what would. And they reached out to me and said, we want to do an interview with you. At first I was like, let's just ignore this. This is like when I get contacted by the New York Times. You know that anything you say can and will be used against you. So I was really not enthusiastic about following up with that. But Jill asserted that really I should, and that at least we ought to find out what they're talking about. So the producer had a call with me, a pre-call, a couple of days ago.
To make sure you knew what you were talking about?
Well, and to kind of feel me out and figure out how they're going to spin it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yes, that's how it works.
And I'm on guard the whole time going through this, talking to this guy on a Zoom call. But in the end, it starts to come out, and I hope he was being honest. But what he was saying was basically that he had not been aware of the falsehoods until recently. And then when it came to a crux in the discussion where he said, well, what did you think about Tony Fauci's testimony on the Hill? And I said, Tony did exactly what he needed to do. He's a master at this. I was amazed at how well that went for him.
That's you being guarded, right?
You're
not saying everything, though.
As a political operator, which is what he is.
Yes.
I mean, he lies like a trained CIA agent. He is extremely adroit at manipulating the bureaucracy. He's extremely adroit at manipulating information, and he has been his whole career. That is his gift, he is just a fantastic example of a D.C. bureaucrat scientist, and really at the peak of his game when he retired. And so I'm developing this thread, and this producer is contradicting me. He says, no, it was horrible. Why was it horrible? You know, he got everybody to back off. He got the Republicans to stand down. The Democrats supported him enthusiastically. How was it a failure? And he got off scot-free, and they're not going to follow up with him. He did everything he needed to do. And the guy says, because he admitted so many things about what had happened. And, he gave it in a qualified way. But for this producer, it was an epiphany. because he had thought all those lies were true. And then he hears Tony Fauci weaseling his way around them, and he suddenly realizes that he's been hoodwinked all the way through this, and he's pretty pissed off. So we'll see how the interview goes, but that kind of illustrates what you're talking about, is that we have this, let's say generously, it's 30% of the population that are awake, 20% of the population that are deeply hypnotized by this tech.
Just 20. Glad about that.
Yeah. Well, and then there's the what I call the persuadable middle that kind of goes whichever way the wind seems to blow strongest. And it seems... You know, I don't want to have I don't want to be overly enthusiastic. I need to curb my enthusiasm, but it does seem like we're making headway. And the biggest indicator I had for that was this recent trip to Japan, where they're rolling out these self-replicating RNA vaccines. And
define that if you can, simply self-replicating.
So this is the next generation of mRNA vaccine technology.
Okay.
It's based on a category of viruses, equine encephalitis viruses, alpha viruses. And what is done is that you can take the self-replicating virus, RNA, positive strand RNA virus, in its genome, and cut out all kinds of stuff, but leave the part that allows it to continue to replicate, and then put in your gene of interest. So it's another gene therapy technology.
You mean like you could do one for, let's say, I'm just kidding, like you do one for polio, you could do one for blindness.
Oh, absolutely, you could do one absolutely. For... And you use, because it replicates once it gets into your cell, it's not only making the protein, but it's making more copies of itself once it gets into your cell. So you can use about a tenth of the amount of RNA. So that reduces the cost, the production time, and the initial toxicity is lower because there's a less of an initial dose. But then this thing is essentially a virus inside your cells producing whatever the spike protein or whatever it is. Point is that the Japanese people, a subset of the Japanese people, are really alarmed by this. They're using terms like the third atomic bomb being dropped by the United States, because this is American tech, in partnership with Commonwealth Serum Laboratories out of Australia, in partnership with a kind of a shell company that has been set up in Japan. Here's my point. We went, I testified in Parliament, there were hearings, there was a rally of about 20,000 to 30,000 people in Tokyo. And then what I'm hearing after that, having returned to the States, the Japanese people are not taking this product.
Wow.
They are waking up, even though their regulatory authorities are endorsing it. And Sandy, this is the most worrisome part of it, of that story, is we now have two examples of lawfare being used by the pharmaceutical industry. One is Covaxin in India, where there was a peer-reviewed study about the toxicity associated with Covaxin COVID vaccine, which is a recombinant protein product. It's not a genetic therapy product. And the company that sponsors Covaxin sued the journal for publishing this peer-reviewed article, and then is also suing the authors. The journal immediately pulled down the article because it had been sued. And then in the case of this self-replicating RNA tech in Japan, the CEO of the Japanese company, partner company, that's working with Arcturus and Commonwealth Serum Laboratories, gave a press conference in which he said that they would use legal means, including insisting on incarceration and financial fines, for anybody guilty of spreading misinformation about their vaccine in Japan. So I think this is going to become normalized, unless there's enough of a pushback. This is going to become the new approach within pharma. And it's just like what's happening with the Cywar tech in general, is that the government pioneers this stuff, and it's essentially an adjacency to marketing. And then corporations pick up on it, and they're like, well, that's good. I can use that. I can, if the government is allowed to manipulate people's thinking and beliefs and feelings, why can't I? Why can't I use the same technology? And that is absolutely what's going on.
And, of course, they have the financial incentive. It reminds me, you know, in China before the revolution, 1917, the division between them were the peasants and business. Business owners were vilified like it was like being a racist to be a big business owner. So big business ended up cooperating with Mao. Cooperating with the government to save their skin and thinking it would help them. And then, of course, they just got eaten alive, cannibalized.
Yes.
Which is what's going to happen.
Yes.
Right?
And the left here in the States thinks that they're immune to this. But the history has been again and again. It's the champions and it's the early advocates. It's the academics that are promoting these Marxist ideas that end up being the ones that suffer the consequences first.
Well, that was the voice of Dr. Robert Malone, and that's part one. That's part one of our discussion on his book, Psy War, Enforcing the New World Order. It's an amazing book. And he and his wife, of course, Jill, I've met Jill. She's brilliant. And they do so much great work together. In fact, you heard him describe how they are inseparable. They've been married all of these years. It's really, isn't it kind of an anomaly? We've got these great intellects who value their marriage so much, and you heard that from him. I think that's refreshing. And actually, that will tie into our second part, because when he gets to the conclusion, I ask the question in the next, in part two, is, people want to know what's at the bottom of this. Who's driving this? Where's this coming from? And he goes into great detail to tell us the forces in this world, European and otherwise, who are working toward this goal, whatever this goal is that they have. And we're going to talk about that in the second segment. And also he's going to give you some surprising, a really surprising antidote to this, I think. And so I hope that you'll stay tuned for that. All right. Well, I want to thank you for listening. And this is a great brain tease, right? And the next part's a great brain tease, too, but it's valuable for our understanding of what's actually happening to us. I believe people are waking up. More and more people are waking up. And so wait till you hear part two. Well, I want to thank you for listening. You know, you can reach us at 662-821-2040. That's 662-821-2040. You can write us at sandy@afr.net. You can go to see the podcast, or no, you can't see it because I'm not on camera, but you can listen to the podcast at sandyrios.com or your favorite podcasting platform. Also, when you go to sandyrios.com, it'd be great to have you sign up for our mailing list so we can communicate in a different way. We're on all the other social media platforms as well, if you prefer those. Twitter's my favorite. My handle on Twitter is @SandyRiosTweet. All right, and before I leave you, I want to thank our sponsors. Timothy Plan is where you put your money, where your values are, and discover how to be a biblically responsible investor. Visit timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-TIM-PLAN. Well, thank you for listening to today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.